بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today inshallah, this is our fifth session, reading from lessons in Arabic language, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute by Dr. Fa' Abdurrahim. And today inshallah, we hope to complete lesson number 3. Today, bi-idhnillah ta'ala, we're going to try to complete lesson number 3. Let me just remind us of the proposed schedule for this week's homework assignments. The first Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the first 3 days, we're basically reviewing what we have taken previously. And let me note here the importance of reviewing what we have covered. Number one, to make sure we have understood it well, and number two, so that we retain the information and that we do not forget that which we have taken time out to learn previously. So al-muraja'a, review, is very, very important. So we have taken like 3 days out of the week in this week's proposed schedule of homework assignments to review what we have taken previously, especially in reviewing any lesson. I'm going to be repeating this again and again and again. What I would hope that you would do in reviewing any lesson is that you review the English key, so that you go over the grammatical points in that lesson, and that you review the vocabulary so that you retain or that you complete the memorization of the vocabulary words in that lesson. And number three, that you read carefully the Arabic text at the beginning of each lesson. These are the three critical parts of a lesson. Whatever you find difficulty with in terms of grammatical points, then the way to firm up your grasp of that is that you should review the exercises related to that particular grammatical point. But in general, the summary review of a lesson includes the English key, the vocabulary, and the Arabic text at the beginning of the lesson, which contains the grammatical points and the vocabulary that are new for that particular lesson. Okay, so we should have reviewed lesson number one, we should have reviewed lesson number two, and we should have reviewed the English key, vocabulary, and Arabic text at the beginning of lesson three. All of that was part of our homework as review of what we had taken previously. And then the next 3 days, Thursday and Jumu'ah and Saturday, as-Sabt, were set aside to go over the material that we are going to be doing in the class today together. Yani, for your homework assignment, you should have read and written out exercises 1, 2, and 3 on pages 17 and 18. We're going to go over those today. And you should have reviewed the vocabulary on page 18. We're going to go over that today. And you should have carefully reviewed the chart of the 14 solar letters and lunar letters, or sun letters and moon letters, al-huruf al-shamsiyya and al-huruf al-qamariyya, on page 19. And also you should have at least attempted to memorize the huruf al-shamsiyya, the solar letters, because these are the letters that are necessary for a person to know in order to apply the special rule that we're taking in this lesson. And then finally, as part of your homework, you should have read and written out the final exercise on page 20. So that means there should have been 4 exercises for you to do for homework this week. And we're going to go over those exercises today. And particular attention should have been paid to the 14 huruf shamsiyya, sun or solar letters, and the 14 huruf al-qamariyya, the lunar or moon letters. This is an important part of the lesson for today. Okay, so that being said, that was our homework assignment. I hope you're taking these homework assignments seriously. It's very, very important that you review, and it's very, very important that you attempt to do the work that we're going to cover together in the classroom beforehand on your own, to do the best you can to do those exercises, to read them, to write them out, and perhaps to go over them if you have a study companion in person, or over the telephone, or whatever, to go over it with someone to read to them and have them read to you. And also, I should have I should mention that as a general rule, part of your homework assignment is listening to the audio files. Listening to the audio files for each lesson that as we're covering it. Okay, so let me just remind us quickly of what you should have reviewed from lesson number one, the ism ishara, demonstrative pronoun hadha, which is used for things which are near and which are singular and which are masculine. And in lesson two, the counterpart of that is the ism ishara thalika, which is used for things which are far, ba'id, which are masculine and which are singular. And both of these, yani demonstrative pronouns hadha and thalika, can be used to point to or to refer to that which is aqil or ghayr aqil, yani to human and other than human. Also in lesson one we had the questions, ma as in ma hadha, what is this? Men as in men hadha, who is this? And ahadha, is this such and such and so, hamzatul istifham. So hamzatul istifham, if you remember, is placed at the beginning of a statement and it turns it into a question. So hadha baytun, this is a house, becomes a question if you say ahadha baytun, is this a house? Okay, that's what we covered primarily in lesson number one, including 24 vocabulary words. I think we went over them a little bit last week. Please take seriously the memorization of the vocabulary. Okay, after this, in lesson number two, as I mentioned, we had the second ism ishara for things which are singular and masculine, but far, thalika, and we had also the haraf atf, yani waw al-atf, the conjunction, waw with fatta, meaning a and d, end, yani this and that, hadha wa thalika. And we only had four vocabulary words in lesson number two. I hope that you have memorized them all. Sukkarun, labanun, imamun, and hajarun. Okay, so lesson number two was relatively brief. It was pretty much a continuation of lesson number one. Now to lesson number three, the lesson that we hope to complete today. And in this lesson, if you remember in English key, we discuss the Arabic definite article, alif lam, al, as in al bayt, or al kitab, or al walad, and so on. Okay, so we said that the definite article in Arabic is al, and this means that when you use the definite article on a word, it changes it from being indefinite to definite. And as a result of that, when you use the definite article on a word, then you must remove the indefinite article, the tanween, yani the double dhamma, double kasra, or double fatha. The second thing we covered in the English key for lesson number three on page four is the classification of consonants in the Arabic language. Consonants, the 28 consonants of the Arabic alphabet, excluding aleph, which is a letter, but it's not a consonant. We said that they are divided into two groups of letters. 14 of them are solar letters or sun letters, al-huruf al-shamsiyya, and 14 of them are lunar letters or moon letters, al-huruf al-qamariyya. And we said that as far as the huruf shamsiyya, the sun letters, the sun letters involve in their articulation involve the tip or the blade, yani of the tongue. Whereas the moon letters, al-huruf al-qamariyya, do not involve the tip of the tongue or the blade of the tongue in terms of pronunciation, distinguishing between them. So that was primarily what we covered. I think it was also mentioned the tanween, the indefinite article, which we generally translate as a or n, baytun, a house, or tufahun, an apple. This does not apply to adjectives like maftuhun or maksurun, as in al-babu maftuhun. We don't say the bab is a open. We say the bab, the door is open. Al-qalamu maksurun. We don't translate maksurun, even though it has tanween, as a broken, but rather just as broken. Al-qalamu maksurun. The pen is broken. Okay. This is primarily what we should have covered in the English key for lesson number three. Primarily what? The difference between the Arabic definite article and indefinite article, alif lam and tanween. And also the difference between the 14 sun letters or solar letters and the 14 moon letters or lunar letters.
And I failed to mention, let me say now, very, very importantly, that whenever a word begins with a sun letter, yani haruf, one of the haruf shamsiyah, then if we use alif lam on that word to make it definite, then we're not going to pronounce the lam. Rather, the lam is merged into the first letter of the word, if it's a sun letter, and that letter takes a shadda to indicate it's going to be doubled, and therefore instead of saying al shamsu, we say ash-shamsu. Instead of saying al-rahmanu, we say ar-rahmanu. So the assimilation of the lam, the definite article, al, the assimilation of that lam into the sun letter is what the important point of this particular letter, of this particular lesson, in terms of the pronunciation of words that begin with a sun letter whenever alif lam is used with them. Okay, so we have alif lam, the definite article, and then we have the merging of the sound of the lam into the first letter of the word if the word begins with a sun letter. And also the A sound in L is not pronounced if there's a word before the definite article alif lam. The A is not pronounced. Rather, it is dropped, and the last vowel of the word before it is directly connected to the lam of the definite article, skipping over the alif, or it is directly connected to the sun letter if the word begins with a sun letter. Okay, so this is what we covered in the English key for lesson number 3, and we're going to just take a couple of moments to have a brief, very, very brief, any oral quiz, any test on the vocabulary. Okay, I'm going to give you a few words. All of these words are from the vocabulary for lesson number 3, and all of them are opposites. Okay, so I'm going to give you one of the opposites, and you have to give me the other one. Okay, I'm going to give you a couple of seconds to answer, and then I'm going to give you the answer. Okay, so, and this should be done without looking at the vocabulary list for lesson number 3. This should be done from your head as much as you can. Let's see if you can remember some of the opposites. Okay, so the first one is thaqilun. Thaqilun, which means heavy. And its opposite is khafifun. Khafifun, which means light. The second one is faqirun. Faqirun, which means poor. And its opposite is, you're supposed to tell me what is the opposite? Ghaniyun. Ghaniyun, which means rich. The next one is kabirun. Kabirun, which means big, and its opposite is saghirun. Saghirun, which means small. The next one is qasirun. Qasirun, which means short, and its opposite is tawilun. Tawilun, meaning tall. The next one is wasikhun. Wasikhun, which means dirty, and its opposite is nadhifun. Nadhifun, which means clean. The next one is harun. Harun, which means hot, and its opposite is baridun. Baridun, which means cold. The next one is ba'idun. Ba'idun, which means far or far away. And its opposite is qaribun. Qaribun, which means near. The next word is waqifun. Waqifun, which means standing. And its opposite is jalisun. Jalisun, which means sitting. The last two are qadimun. قَدِيمٌ, which means old. And its opposite is جَدِيدٌ, جَدِيدٌ, which means new. Okay, the remaining words that I want to go over with you are not opposites. I'm going to give you the Arabic and I want you to tell me the English. We're just going to take a couple of seconds to go over these words without looking at the book. You should be yani studying these words daily and memorizing as many as possible, if not all of them. Okay, the first word I'm going to give you in Arabic, I want you to tell me the meaning in English, is maridun. Maridun, which means sick. The next word, al-ma'u. Al-ma'u, which means water. The next word, ad-dukkanu, with shaddu on the dal and shaddu on the kaf. Ad-dukkanu, which means the shop, yani the place of business, the shop. The next word is jamilun. Jamilun, which means beautiful. The next word is at-tuffahu, yani with shadda on the ta because it's a sun letter, and shadda on the fa, fatta being elongated by alif. At-tuffahu, at-tuffahu, which means apple or the apple. And the next word is hulwun, hulwun, which means something sweet. The next word is alwaraqu, alwaraqu, which means paper or the paper. And the last word is not written here in the vocabulary in the English key on page 5. The last word is al-qamaru, al-qamaru, which means the moon. This word was not written in the English vocabulary, but it was written in the vocabulary in the middle of this lesson on page 16, the end of the first half of this lesson on page 16. The vocabulary words written there has the word al-qamaru. It's not written in the English, but it is written in the Arabic vocabulary. And by the way, let me also mention, as I did last week, that there are two words mentioned here in the English vocabulary, that is ba'id and qareeb, which are not mentioned in the Arabic vocabulary on page 16. So please write them in to the Arabic vocabulary on page 16, ba'idun and qareebun. Okay, this is what I wanted to cover in reference to the vocabulary. From time to time, inshallah, we're going to have a brief quiz like this on the vocabulary words, just to encourage you, if you need encouragement, to make sure that you are reviewing and memorizing your Arabic vocabulary. You have to know the meanings of these words. You should know how to pronounce them correctly. And you should try to use them in a sentence as much as possible. Okay, so for homework, again, I said, the first 3 days were review, the next 3 days were, doing the exercises, previewing, reading and writing the exercises, and memorizing what needs to be memorized for what we're going to cover today. So the first thing that we're going to start with and what we're going to cover today are the exercises 1, 2, and 3 on page 17 and 18. And then we're going to, after that, look at the vocabulary that follows it, and then we're going to go to the chart of the 14 sun letters and moon letters, and then the final exercise. Okay, so we're going to start today on exercise number 1, which is on page 17. Before that, though, let's go to the bottom of page 16, just as a quick, take a quick look at the Arabic text on the bottom of page 16 and 17. I just want to note we read these sentences and words last week, but I just want to remind you of the importance of this part of the lesson. This part of the lesson is, number one, distinguishing between words that are indefinite with tanween, as we see in the Arabic text at the bottom of page 16, nejmun, as opposed to the same word when it became definite with alif lam, as in an-najmu,
Okay, so what we want to note here is that tanween is the indefinite article. It means that something is indefinite, generally speaking. There are exceptions to this. And alif lam is the definite article. And when it's used with a word, it means that that word is definite. There are other forms of words that are definite without alif lam. We'll talk about them yani in the future. So here we have the contrast between a word that's definite and a word that's indefinite. And what we should note is that the indefinite word with tanween, when it becomes definite by adding alif lam, the tanween has to be removed and only one single vowel remains. So najmun with a double dhamma becomes an najmu with a single dhamma. Okay? The second thing that I want to bring to your attention from this Arabic text on the second half of this lesson, beginning on the bottom of page 16, is the distinction between words that begin with sun letters and moon letters. Okay, so we see that the word najmun begins with noon, and if we studied the chart of the sun letters and moon letters, then we would know, yani from page 19, then we would know that noon is a sun letter. It's from the huruf shamsiyah. And therefore the rule here is that when a word begins with a sun letter, if you add alif lam to that word, you do not pronounce the lam, the L sound. Instead of saying al-najmu, we said what? An-najmu. Okay, so the lam is going to be merged into the noon, idgham, and the noon is going to take a shadda to indicate it's going to be doubled. The original noon for the word najmun, and then another noon that replaces the lam of the definite article L. So instead of L, we're going to say an-najmu. Okay, so these words we read last week, and we noticed that almost all of these examples, the first word yani in the sentences on the top of page 17, which is the Arabic text for the second part of the lesson, dealing with the sun letters and the moon letters, we notice that almost all of the words in the first word of these sentences begin with a sun letter. Okay, so you have to double it and do not pronounce the lam. The second thing that I want to mention concerning these words, yani on page 17, we should be on page 17 right now. The second thing that I want to mention in reference to these words is that these are all, yani these 11 exercises or 11 sentences here, they're all yani nominal sentences. Each one of them is a nominal sentence, a jumla ismiya. Why is it called jumla ismiya? Because it begins with a ism, with a noun. It begins with a noun. Okay, so this is very important to understand basic Arabic structure, that sentences are of two types, the nominal sentence and the verbal sentence. The nominal sentence begins with a noun and the verbal sentence begins with a verb. All of these are nominal sentences. They begin with a noun. None of them begin with a verb. Okay, the nominal sentence, al-jumla, al-ismiya, it's called nominal sentence. It's called al-jumla ismiya. Why? Because it begins with a ism. And this sentence is composed of two essential parts, the mubtada and the khabar. The mubtada is generally the first word of the sentence. It's the word that we want to talk about. In English, it's called the subject. Al-mubtada'u in English is called the subject. And the second word, yani, is called the khabar. And the khabar literally means information or news. It's the information that we want to offer concerning the subject. Okay, so generally speaking, the jumla ismiya begins with a mubtada followed by khabar, yani a subject followed by a predicate. Okay, so all of these are, each of these is a jumla ismiya with a subject and a predicate, a mubtada'u and a khabaru. Okay, that being said, let's go on to the exercises for today. These are the exercises that you should have done for homework. And I can't emphasize enough the importance of doing these exercises beforehand during the week as part of your homework assignment, so you'll see how much of it you understood, and then when we go over together during our session, then you will have a chance to correct any mistakes that you may have made. Okay, so exercise number one. This is actually the fifth exercise in this lesson.
But this is the second half of the lesson, so they started the numbering all over again. At the middle of the page, after sentence number 11 of the Arabic text for the second half of the lesson, page 17, middle of the page, we see tamarinu, tamarinu. Okay? Notice that this word should only have a single dhamma on the end, not a double dhamma. It doesn't have alif lam, but it has a single dhamma, and we're going to study this later on when we talk about words that are mamnu' min as-sarf, words that don't take tanween. Okay, this is one of those types of words that does not take tanween. Okay, it doesn't have alif lam, but it also doesn't have tanween because it's a special class of words that we're going to study. And before we complete this book, we're going to come across this. Okay, so for now, note that the second half of the lesson begins with, or the exercises for the second half of the lesson begin with the word tamarinu, which means exercises. Okay, the first exercise for this half of the lesson, again, I said this is our fifth exercise. Today we're going to do our fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth exercise. Here they're going to be numbered 1, 2, and 3, and the last exercise at the end of this lesson doesn't have a number. So there are actually 8 exercises. We completed already 4 of them. We're going to do the next 4 today, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. The first exercise, page 17, middle of the page, the instruction says, and again, you must learn these instructions, must learn each word of the instruction and understand, yani, what you are required to do from the exercise. If you somehow didn't understand the instruction, you can always go back to the English key, which after the grammatical points gives you a translation, a rough, yani, general translation of each instruction for every exercise in that particular lesson. Okay, the instruction says iqra. That's a command verb, fi'l, amr. It means read, from qara'a, to read. Waqtub. Waqtub means and write, from the verb kataba, which means to write. Read and write. This exercise requires us to read it, and it also requires us to write out the entire exercise. I prefer that you write out every exercise, even if it doesn't say uktub. Iqra waktub. Ma'a dabti, along with making precise or exact, awakhiri, the endings of al-kalimati, the words. Read and write, along with making exact or precise the endings of the words. Okay, so read them, making sure you pronounce the vowel on the end of the word. And write them, making sure you write in the vowel on the end of the word. What is it that we want to note here? We want to note if the ending of the word is going to be a single dhamma or a double dhamma. That's what we want to pay attention to when we are reading. Does a word end with a single dhamma or a double dhamma? All of these words in this first exercise have alif lam, so they're going to all end with a single dhamma. Okay, generally speaking, a word, the vowel ending of a word is going to be dhamma until you put it in a sentence. Then due to its function or position in the sentence, it may change to kasra, as we will see in the next lesson when we deal with prepositions. Naam. Or it may change even to a fatha, which we will see later on. Okay, so the vowel ending in these words are all going to be dhamma. Unless you put it in a sentence, you should always read a noun. Not verbs, but a noun should always be read with dhamma until you put it into a sentence. Based on its function or position in the sentence, it may change from dhamma to a kasra or to a fatha. All of the words in this exercise should end with a single dhamma, because all of them have alif lam. But what I want you to be careful with here is to make sure you distinguish words that begin with a sun letter from words that begin with a moon letter. Okay, so this is very important in this exercise, that we distinguish between words that begin with sun letters, in which case we have to double the first letter of the word after alif lam. The first letter of the word has to be doubled, and the lam should not be pronounced. Okay, if it begins with a moon letter, then we will pronounce it normally. Okay, so you have to memorize the sun letters so you know when to apply this special rule of leaving off the pronunciation of the L in the definite article and doubling the first letter of the word if it's a sun letter. You have to memorize the sun letters. If it's not a sun letter, then you're just going to read it normal. Okay, let's read exercise number 1, page 17, halfway down the page. I'm going to give you a couple of seconds to read the word, and then I'm going to read it so that you can confirm that you have read it correctly, inshallah. Okay, the first word, please read. Al-babu, meaning the door. Okay, so I want you to read it, and I also want you to translate it. The second word, please read. At-tajiru, at-tajiru, meaning the merchant. Notice that the first letter of this word is ta. Ta is a sun letter, so we're going to double it, and we're not going to pronounce the lam. Third word, please read. An-najmu, an-najmu, meaning the star. The next word, al-qamaru, al-qamaru, meaning the moon. Here the word begins with the letter qaf, and qaf is not a sun letter, so we read it normally, pronouncing the lam, al-qamaru. The next word, ad-diku, 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 meaning the rooster. Again, this word begins with del. Del is a sun letter. That means it has to be doubled, and the lam should not be pronounced. The next word, the last word on the first line, please read. Al-ma'u, al-ma'u, meaning the water or water. Meem is not a sun letter, therefore, yani, there's no doubling here. You pronounce it normal. The second line, first word on the second line, please read. It should be read as as-sariru, as-sariru, meaning the bed. Seen is a sun letter, so it has to be doubled. Next word. Al-baytu, al-baytu, meaning the house. Here the lamb is not, yani, I mean not the lamb, the ba, the word begins with ba. Ba is not a sun letter, and therefore yani should be pronounced normal, al-baytu. The next word, third word on line 2, al-masjidu, al-masjidu, meaning the masjid or the mosque. Again, meem is not a sun letter, therefore, yani, there's no doubling here. The next word, ar-rajulu, ar-rajulu, meaning the man, the man. Here, ra is a sun letter, therefore, it should be doubled and the lam not pronounced. Next to the last word on the second line, please read. As-sukkaru, as-sukkaru, with shadda on the calf, as-sukkaru, meaning the sugar or sugar. Seen is a sun letter, the seen should be doubled, the lam should not be pronounced. Last word, please read. Al-waraqu, al-waraqu, meaning the paper or paper. Again, the first word, the first letter is waw, it's not a sun letter, there's no doubling here, the lam should be pronounced here. Okay, so what you should have done with this exercise, you should have practiced reading it, making sure that you distinguish between words that begin with sun letters and moon letters, and you should also pronounce the vowel. And if when you wrote it out, you should have written the vowel at the end of the word as a dhamma and a single dhamma, since each of these words begin with alif lam. Okay, next exercise on the bottom of page 17, exercise number 2, or our 6 overall exercise in this lesson. The instruction says, Imla. Imla means fill in. Fill in. Al-faragha. The empty space or the blank. Fima. In what? Yali. Follows. Biwada'i. By putting. Kalimatin. A word. Munasabatin. Appropriate. An appropriate word. Yani fill in the blank spaces in what follows. In the sentences that follow. By putting an appropriate word. A suitable word. A word that makes sense. Notice that the blank is in the beginning of the sentence. So that means the first word, the subject, is left out. That's what they want you to give them. A subject for the predicate. They have given you a khabar, some information, and they want to know that information is in reference to what? What is your subject? Remembering that, generally speaking, the jumla ismiya, nominal sentence, begins with a noun that is generally definite. So each of the words that you put here in the blank as the subject or the mubtada should be a word that has alif lam. For this exercise, it should be a word that has alif lam. This is not an absolute rule, but that's the general rule for the jumla ismiya. It generally begins with a mubtada that's definite. Okay, so let's see what words you came up with. There are different words that possibly could have been put here. I'm going to give you my word that I used. In any case, any word that makes sense there would have been okay. The first sentence gives you ghaniyun, which means rich. So who is it that's rich? I wrote at-tajiru ghaniyun. The merchant is rich. And you could have said al-mudarrisu ghaniyun. Perhaps some teachers might be rich. You could have said al-waladu ghaniyun. The boy is rich. Some children are rich. So anything that's appropriate that makes sense there. Going across the second sentence they gave us, hulwun, with the letter ha, as in halal and haram and hamid and so on. Hulwun, which means sweet. Whenever I pause, I want you to fill in what it is, the meaning or the word, and it's so that we are practicing and participating all together. They gave us hulwun, which means sweet. So what is it that's sweet? I put there as-sukkaru. Hulwun. Sugar is sweet. The sugar is sweet. Okay? You could have put something else. Al-asir. The juice is sweet. Or something, whatever. Yani, some other thing that's sweet. Okay? As-sukkaru. Notice that as-sukkaru begins with seen, a sun letter. So it's doubled. As in, the same thing with at-tajiru. I tried to use words that begin with sun letters because in this part of the lesson we're dealing with sun letters. But you didn't have to do that. But please note, the sun letters have to be doubled. As-sukkaru hulwun. Sugar is sweet. Okay, going down the third sentence. They gave us the word maridun. Yani, the khabar is maridun. What? This is information about the mubtada. Sick. Yani, ill. So who is it that's ill? I wrote at-tabibu maridun. At-tabibu maridun. The doctor is sick. Is it possible for a doctor to be sick? For sure, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. At-tabibu maridun. We could have said yani something else, yani al-waladu maridun, yani and so on, whatever. Okay, going across sentence number 4, they gave us as the khabar لذيذٌ. لذيذٌ means delicious, tasty. What is it that we want to use as the مبتدأ that is لذيذٌ? I wrote التفاحُ لذيذٌ. التفاحُ لذيذٌ. The apple is delicious or tasty. يعني you could have written الموز العنب. Yani bananas or grapes or anything else that you like that you think is ladhidhun. Again, these are all jumla ismiya, nominal sentences. They consist of a mubtada, subject, and khabar, predicate. Generally speaking, the mubtada should be definite and the khabar indefinite. generally speaking. That's not absolute. There are exceptions we'll learn later. Okay, the last, going down to the last line, sentence number 5 from the right, they gave us طويلٌ, طويلٌ, meaning tall. That's the information, the khabar. What will we put here as a mubtada, the subject? I wrote الرَّجُلُ طَوِيلٌ. الرَّجُلُ طَوِيلٌ. The man is tall. You could have put there الْوَلَدُ طَوِيلٌ. الْمُدَرِّسُ طَوِيلٌ. الْمُهَنْدِسُ طَوِيلٌ. And so on. You could have said مَحْمُودٌ طَوِيلٌ. But in any case, yani the important thing is that you put an appropriate mubtada, subject. Okay, the last sentence, number 6, they gave us قَصِيرٌ, قَصِيرٌ, meaning short. I put الْوَلَدُ قَصِيرٌ, الْوَلَدُ قَصِيرٌ, the boy is short. Again, you could have put any appropriate word there, الطَّالِبُ قَصِيرٌ, يعني التاجر قصير, and so on. Okay, this is exercise number 2 or 6, if we count all the exercises that preceded it. Okay, let's turn to page 18. Page 18. And the next exercise, exercise number 3, the 6th exercise in this series of exercises. I'm sorry, this would have been what? 5, 6, 7. Seventh exercise, sorry. Now, okay, the instruction says here on the top of page 18, اختر. I think maybe we didn't have this word before. It means choose or select. Select. كلمةً, a word. من, from. القائمةِ, the column. Labeled ba with B. I need the second column on the left side. Choose a word from column B. تناسب, which fits, which is suitable for. الكلمة, the word. التي, which is في, in. القائمة, ألف, which is in, يعني the A column. يعني the right side column. So choose a word from column B on the left column that fits or that is appropriate or suitable for the word which is in column A. Okay, so we have two columns. A column is the mubtada column and B column is the khabar. So we're going to start with the A column, al-mubtada'u, and then we're going to try to find a word from the column B, the khabar column, that fits it. Okay, so the first word in A column is, read it and translate it before me, please. The first word in column A is الطالب. الطالب, with طا being a sun letter. الطالب, meaning the student. And then we look to column B, is لذيذ, delicious, مكسور, broken, ثقيل, heavy, مفتوح, open, مريض, sick, حار, hot. Okay, which word is most appropriate here? I chose the word مريض. الطالب مريض. And next to the last word in column B. The second word from column A, it is, please read. الدكان. الدكان. Shed on the del, shed on the calf. الدكان. Meaning the shop, the store. What word we want to look at here? لذيذٌ, مكسورٌ, ثقيلٌ, مفتوحٌ, مريضٌ, حارٌ. Which word fits here? The store is delicious, it's broken, it's heavy. مفتوحٌ, open. The store is open. The next word, again, these are جملة اسمية, so there's a مبتدأ and a خبر. The first column A is the مبتدأ column, the subject. And then we want to find a word from column B as its khabar, the predicate. Okay, so the next word, at-tuffahu. Again, at-tuffahu, meaning the apple is what? يعني لذيذ, مكسور, ثقيل, مفتوح. Which word fits there? The apple is
I put لذيذٌ, delicious. Apples are delicious. The next word, 1, 2, 3, fourth word down. Read it. It should notice the meme at the bottom of the lamb. Please pay attention to that meme. Yani, that's almost like hidden at the bottom of the lamb. The word should be read as Al Ma'u. Al Ma'u. Meaning the water. Or water is, the water is, which word we want to use? Ladidun, Maksurun, Thaqilun. Yani, I chose Al Ma'u. Last word in column B. Harun. Harun. The water is hot for your tea or coffee. Next to the last word, column A, please read. Al-Hajaru. Al-Hajaru. Meaning, the stone is, which word did you choose? I chose Thaqilun. Thaqilun. The stone is heavy. Last word, please read. Al-Qalamu. Al-Qalamu. The pen is, there's only one word left, maksurun, maksurun, the pen is broken. Okay, at the bottom of page 18, al-kalimatu, al-jadidatu, the new words. Al-kalimat is the plural of al-kalima, and al-jadida means new. It's the feminine of the word jadid. Okay, please, I'm going to read the Arabic vocabulary, and I want you to give me the meanings quickly. Hulwun, sweet. Maridun, sick or a patient. Addukkanu, the shop or store. Ghaniyun, rich. Next line. Tawilun, tall. Faqirun, poor. Qasirun, short. At-tuffahu, the apple. Okay, let's go to page 19. Page 19, the next page. Okay, this is, yani, this was part of our homework. Very importantly, yani, that we reviewed this chart here of the moon letters and sun letters. Okay, at the top of the page it says, الحروف القمرية والحروف الشمسية. الحروف, الحروف, حروف is the plural of حرف, means a letter. الحروف, the letters. What kind of letters? القمرية, the moon letters. يعني lunar letters. الحروف القمرية, that's the first column on the right. والحروف الشمسية, and the sun letters, or the solar letters, that's the column on the left. Okay, so the sun letters, the left-hand column letters, are the letters that you have to memorize. Okay, so we're going to look at the moon letters first, and then we're going to look at the sun letters, keeping in mind that you have to memorize the sun letters in order to know when to apply the special rule that we're learning in this lesson. Okay, so each letter from the moon letters and sun letters is going to have an example. Please try to make a note of the meaning of these words. If there's any word in here that wasn't in our vocabulary or we didn't have in a previous lesson, please make a note of the meaning so that you will also learn these words. Okay, we're going to read the right column first. Al-huruf, al-hurufu, al-qamariyatu. The first letter, yani of the moon letters, is not aleph. Notice that there's a hamza written on top of it. So we're going to say the first letter is hamza, because aleph is not a consonant, but hamza is a consonant. Aleph is a letter. It's used as a seat for hamza, and it's also used to elongate the short vowel fatha. But it is not a consonant. So the first consonant from the huruf, the letters of Qamariya, is hamza. So the first word begins with hamza. Al-Abu. Al-Abu means the father. The second letter, Ba, the letter Ba. The example they gave, Al-Babu. Al-Babu. We had this word in lesson one, the door. Notice that all of these words, the lamb of the Aleph Lamb, is going to be pronounced. Why? Because this is the rule. The words that begin with
moon letters. If you add alif lam, the lam must be pronounced. Al babu. The third letter, jim. The example they gave, al jannatu. Please read these words ahead of me if I pause. Al jannatu, meaning the garden or the paradise. The fourth letter, ha. The example they gave, al himaru. Al himaru, meaning the donkey. The fifth letter, kha. Kha. The example they gave, al khubzu. Al khubzu, meaning the bread. I don't think we had this word. The sixth letter, ayn. The example they gave us for ayn, al aynu. Al aynu. Okay, this is the name of the letter ayn, al ayn, and it also has other meanings. Al ayn also means the eye that you see with, and it also means the spy, the one who is spying on other people. And it also means a spring, yani of water, flowing water. Al-Ain has all of these meanings. It means an eye that you see with, a spy who spies on others, and a spring, a flowing spring of water. In addition to it being the name of the letter of the alphabet, Al-Ain. The seventh letter, Ghain. Ghain. The example they gave us, Al-Ghada'u. Al-Ghada'u. Al-ghada'u means lunch, yani the meal that you eat at midday. Al-ghada'u. We'll not be eating it these days, not in Ramadan, right? Tayyib. The next letter, eight, the letter fa. The example they gave us, al-famu. Al-famu. I don't know if we had this word, I don't think so. Means the mouth. Mouth that you, yani, speak with or that you eat through. The al-famu, the mouth. Ninth letter, qaf. The example they gave for qaf, al-qamaru. Al-qamaru, meaning, we know, the moon. Tenth letter, kaf. Note the difference between the letter qaf and the letter kaf. Both of them are from the back of the tongue, but qaf is a little bit further back, just before the throat. Kaf and qaf. Okay, the letter kaf, the example they gave us, al-kalbu. Kalbu, meaning the dog. We had this word. Number 11, the letter meem. The example they gave us, al-ma'u. Al-ma'u, meaning water. 12th letter, wow. The word they gave us, example, al-waladu. Al-waladu, meaning the boy. 13th letter, the letter ha. Notice the difference between the letter ha as in huwa and Allahu, from the letter ha as in al-halal and al-haram. The letter ha as in huwa. The example they gave us, al-hawa'u. Al-hawa'u, meaning the air, yani outside, the air outside, al-hawa. Last letter from the huruf qamariyah, the letter ya, which is from the, yani, from the tongue, from the middle of the tongue, going up towards what's above it from the roof of the mouth. Al-ya'u, yani, this example they gave us, al-yadu. Al-yadu. I don't think we had this word. Al-yad means the hand. The hand, your two hands, yani, with fingers. Okay, now we're going to look at the column on the left side. Yani, al-huruf. Ash-shamsiyyah. These are the letters that you have to memorize. In order to memorize them, perhaps if you already learned the alphabet, and if you haven't memorized the alphabet, you need to do so. At this level in your studies of Arabic, you need to know the Arabic alphabet. You will have difficulty using an Arabic dictionary to look up a word if you don't know the alphabet. Okay, so you must know the order of the letters of the alphabet. Okay, so if you know the letters of the alphabet, you know it begins with alif, ba, ta, tha, jim, ha, kha, del, del, like this. So alif and ba we already had in the moon letters. The next letter, ta. And the following letter after it immediately is tha. These letters came directly in alphabet following one another. Ta and tha. And then the letters that follow are from moon letters. Jim, ha, and kha. And then after those three letters, jim, ha, and kha, come, yani in succession, 10 moon letters, sun letters, Shamsiya. Dal, Dal, Ra, Zay, Seen, Sheen, Sod, Bod, Ta, and Va. 10 letters in succession, exactly as they came in the Arabic alphabet. So if you have from the beginning Aleph and Ba from the moon letters, then you have Ta and Tha from the sun letters, and then after Jim, Ha, and Kha, you have 10 letters in a row. All of them are Huruf Shamsiya. If you memorize the alphabet, this will help you to memorize the 14 letters of Al-Huruf Al-Shamsiya easily. Dal, Dal, Ra, Zay, Seen, Sheen, Saad, Daad, Ta, and Va are in yani immediate succession following one another. Then we have letters from the moon, letters Ayn, and Ghayn, and Fa, and Qaf, and Kaf. And then comes a sun letter, Lam, and then a moon letter, Meem, and then a sun letter, Noon, and then the rest of the letters are moon letters. So, 10 letters in a row, please try to memorize Ta and Tha, and then the 10 letters in a row, and then Lam and Noon, these are the sun letters. You have to memorize them in order to apply this rule. And if this rule is not applicable, I mean, it doesn't indicate any grammatical point, nor anything related to the meaning of the words, but it's just in terms of the correct reading or pronunciation of words in Arabic. If a word begins with a sun letter, if you add Aleph Lam, you do not pronounce the Lam, you double the sun letter and merge the Lam into it. Okay, let's see the examples for the sun letters. Left hand column, page 19, Al-Huruf Al-Shamsiyah. The first letter is the letter Ta, and the example they gave is, please read, At-Tajiru. At-Tajiru, meaning the merchant. Next letter, Tha, Tha. The example they gave us, please read, At-Thawbu, At-Thawbu, meaning, I don't think we had this word, the garment, clothing, At-Thawb. The next letter, from the 10 letters that come in a series, Dal. The example they gave us, please read, Ad-Diku, Ad-Diku, the rooster. The next letter, Dal. The example they gave us, please read, Al-Zahabu, Al-Zahabu, meaning the gold. Yani like gold and silver. Al-Zahabu. The next letter, Ra. The example they gave us, please read, Ar-Rajulu, Ar-Rajulu, meaning we had this word, the man. Number six, or the sixth letter from the Huruf Shamsiyah, sun letters, Zay. Zay. The example they gave us, please read, Az-Zahratu, Az-Zahratu, the flower, yani a flower like a rose or something like this, a lily, Az-Zahratu. The seventh letter from the sun letters, the letter Seen. The example they gave us, please read, As-Samaku, As-Samaku, meaning fish or the fish. The eighth letter, the letter Sheen. The example they gave us, Ash-Shamsu, Ash-Shamsu, meaning the sun. The ninth letter, the letter Saad. Please distinguish Saad from Seen. Saad. The example they gave us, As-Sadru, As-Sadru, meaning, we haven't had this word, the chest, yani the front part of your body above your stomach, the chest. As-sadru with sad. The next letter, 10th letter, bad, bad. The example they gave us, al-daifu, al-daifu. We haven't had this word, meaning the guest. Yani you are the host and you have a guest, someone who is your guest. Distinguish this word, al-daifu, from daifu, daifu with ayn, daif. Means weak. Al-Daif means a guest that you are hosting. The 11th letter. The letter Ta. Distinguish this letter also from the letter Ta. 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 The example they gave us. Al-Talibu. Al-Talibu.
meaning the student. We had this word. The 12th letter, the letter va. Va. The example they gave us, al-zahru. Al-zahru. Meaning the back. Yani the back of your body, the opposite part of your body from the chest. Yani al-sadru, the chest, the front part, and in the back, al-zahru, your back. The 13th letter, lam. The example they gave us, al-lahmu. Al-lahmu. Meaning, this is a word we haven't had. Also, al-zahru we didn't have, I don't think. It's in this lesson. Al-lahmu, yani meaning meat or the meat. Notice that the word lahmu begins with lam. So when we pronounce it, we're going to pronounce that lam. We're not going to say this is a sun letter, therefore there's no lam. The lam of aleph lam, al, is not pronounced. But the lam of the word is pronounced, and it's going to be doubled, so we're going to hear it twice. Okay, why are we hearing it twice? Not because the lam of aleph lam is pronounced, but rather because the word begins with lam. And the word that begins with the sun letter, we double it. So we're going to have two lams there. Al, lahmu. Again, the L that we're reading in the beginning is not the lam from aleph lam. It's rather the first lam of the word, first letter of the word lam, it being doubled. Al-lahmu. Okay, the last letter of the sun letters, noon. And the example they gave us, an-najmu. An-najmu. We had this word, the star. Okay, again, I'm going to quickly read the examples for the sun letters. For the letter ta, at-tajiru. Tha, at-thawbu. Meaning a garment, of clothing. Dal, ad-diku. The rooster, thal, ad-dhahabu. Gold, like gold and silver. Ra, ar-rajulu. The man. Zay, az-zahratu. The flower. Sin, as-samaku. The fish. Sheen, as-shamsu, the sun. Saad, as-sadru, the chest. Daad, ad-daifu, the guest that you are hosting. Ta, al-talibu, the student. Va, al-zahru, the back of your body. Lam, al-lahmu, the meat that you eat. Noon, al-najmu, the star. Okay, the last exercise, yani on the following page, page 20, is the last exercise for this lesson. And at the top of the page it says, tamrinun, tamrinun, with yani tanween on the end. Tamrin is the singular of tamarinu. Tamarin does not take tanween, the singular does. Tamrinun means an exercise. Okay, the instruction for this exercise says, ikra, read. Al-kalimati, the words. Al-atiyata, the following. Yani read the following words. Waqtubha, and write them. Read the following words and write them. Mura'iyan, mura'iyan. Yani meaning paying attention to, observing. Kawa'ida, the rules of nutqi, pronouncing. Al-hurufi, the letters. Al-qamariyati, moon, the moon letters. Wa-shamsiyati, the sun letters. Read the following words and write them, observing the rules for the pronunciation of the moon letters and sun letters. Okay, so again, this exercise is a reading exercise. We should also be writing it out. And what we should be paying attention to here, most importantly, is if the word begins with a sun letter, we have to make sure that we double that letter and do not pronounce the lam. Okay, so I want you to read ahead of me, and I also want you to translate the meaning of these words. The first word, anyone, the first line, the first word should be read as al-baytu, yani a moon letter. Al-baytu, meaning the house. The second word, ad-diku, ad-diku, a sun letter, meaning the rooster. The third word should be read as
Al-Mudarrisu. Al-Mudarrisu. Moon letter. Yani the lamb is pronounced. Meaning, the teacher. The next word. Al-Babu. Al-Babu. Meaning, the door. The next word. At-Talibu. At-Talibu. With a sun letter. Meaning, the student. The next word. As-Sukkaru. As-Sukkaru. With a sun letter. Meaning, the sugar. The last word on the first line should be read as Ad-Daftaru. Ad-Daftaru. Meaning, the notebook that you write your notes in. Second line, first word should be read as Al-Akhu. Al-Akhu. With a moon letter. It's meaning the brother. Second word. Ar-Rasulu. Ar-Rasulu. With a sun letter. Meaning the messenger. Yani, like the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next word, third word, line two. Al-Wajhu. Al-Wajhu. Meaning the face. Yani, the face that includes eyes, nose, mouth, and so on. The fourth word, line two. Al-Sadiqu. With Sad. Sad is a sun letter. That means it's doubled. Al-Sadiqu. Meaning the friend. The fifth word, Al-Qur'anu. Qura with sukoon on the ra. Al-Qur'anu. This word, we don't require the meaning of it, right? Everybody knows. The next word, Al-Salatu. Al-Salatu. Yani beginning with a sun letter that's doubled. Al-Salatu. And again, this word we don't need to translate, right? The prayer. The last word on the second line begins with a kaf. That's not a sun letter. So there's no merging of the lamb. Should be read as Al-Ka'batu. Ka'batu. Ka. Al-Ka'batu. Meaning the Ka'ba, yani the house of Allah in Mecca that we face, yani in prayers towards the Ka'ba. Third line, first word, Ar-Ra'su, with sukoon on the Hamza, Ar-Ra'su. This is a sun letter, it's doubled, and the meaning is the head, yani the head at the top of your body. Second word, Al-Isba'u, Al-Isba'u, with Sad and Ayn, Al-Isba'u, meaning the finger in your hand, your finger, part of your hand. The third word, line three, the third word. As-sabunu, as-sabunu. Meaning, soap that you wash your hands with. Perhaps a lot in these days, right? Wallahu musta'an. Put our trust in Allah first and foremost. No doubt, yani utilize the means of achieving good or preventing harm, but most importantly, nothing can befall you except by the permission of Allah. Ask Allah's protection, believe, have faith and confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and know that whoever put their trust in Allah, Allah will be there for them. And if anything befalls you by the decree of Allah, it could not have passed you by. Most importantly, put your trust in Allah. Allah is the one who controls everything, and nothing happens except by His decree. Naam. The fifth word, 1, 2, 3, fourth word in the third line should be read as Al-Dhufru. Al-Dhufru. Yani this word also could be read yani with a kasra, but it is most commonly read with dhamma. Al-Dhufru means, its meaning is the fingernail or toenail. The next to the last word, line three, Al-Fajru. Al-Fajru. Al-Fajr يعني meaning the dawn, يعني the first prayer at the beginning of the morning. The last word on this line, الظهر. الظهر with ضمة. الظهر, يعني this is well known to us, the time of the noon prayer. The last line, first word, العصر. العصر with عين and صاد. عين and صاد. العصر meaning the time of the late noon prayer. Next word, المغرب. المغرب. المغرب meaning the time of sunset. Time of sunset or the west, the place where the sun sets. Al-Maghrib. This is the name of the country that we know in English as Morocco. Al-Maghrib. The last word, Al-Isha'u. Al-Isha'u. And this is the name of the last prayer of the night before one sleeps. Al-Isha'u. Okay, this is the end of this exercise, and this is the end of this lesson. Walhamdulillah. I think that, or I hope that, we have completed this lesson successfully, and everybody has understood yani the grammatical points of this lesson, the difference between tanween and alif lam, the difference in the pronunciation between words that begin with sun letters and moon letters, the basic jumla ismiya, nominal sentence composed of mubtada and khabar. I hope that all of these things are clear to us and that we have done well in this lesson. It is incumbent upon us to review. Yani review is very, very important. Please try to review. Okay, next week, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we are going to go to a new lesson. That is lesson number 4. So for homework, you will be receiving instructions to carefully read the English key on pages 7 and 8 and 9. Vocabulary on page 9. Study the vocabulary. Memorize the vocabulary before you come to class. That's for the first part. This lesson is divided into 2 parts. It is followed on page 10 by English key for lesson 4A, meaning the second part of this lesson. And it's going to give us some more information. We'll do that probably in the following week. We'll see how it goes. If we'll also read the key for this lesson, followed by the vocabulary on page 11. Okay, so you have page 7, 8, and 9, grammatical points and vocabulary for the first part of the lesson, and then 10 and 11, grammatical points and vocabulary for the second part of the lesson. Okay, that's going to be for homework, and then as preview for this lesson, and then after that, we're going to follow in the Arabic part of the book, on page 21, and 22 and 23. That's the first part of lesson 4. Page 21, 22, and 23. And you'll see at the top of the page some examples. A group of examples, Aleph, and then group of examples, Ba. That's the Arabic text for this lesson. This should be read carefully, attempted to translate, and try to look at as much as we can for understanding from this lesson of the prepositions. And also we see in the examples for part B on the same page, examples for pronouns. So in this lesson we're going to have prepositions and pronouns. So it's very important that you read. This is something completely new for us. If you're taking this for the first time, so it's very important that you read the English key very, very carefully to understand how prepositions are used and how pronouns are used. Okay, so we're going to have 2 prepositions and 2 pronouns in the first part of the lesson, and then 2 prepositions and 2 pronouns in the second part of the lesson. So in this lesson, we're going to have 4 prepositions and 4 pronouns. Okay, a preposition is going to be followed by a noun, which it's going to change it from taking dhamma to kasra. It's going to change its case ending from being nominative to genitive, or in Arabic, marfu'un, to majrurun. This is very important to understand how the preposition works. Okay, we're going to have 4 in this lesson, and then pronouns. By pronouns we mean
words that take the place of a noun. Yani you mention someone, and instead of repeating their name in the second sentence, you use a pronoun. You say, Ahmed is my friend, and then instead of saying, Ahmed is yani a good Muslim, you say, he is a good Muslim. Okay, so the pronoun takes the place of a noun. There are different types of pronouns. We already saw pronouns previously. We saw demonstrative pronouns, hadha and dhalika, and what we're going to see here are personal pronouns. Yani I and we and you and he and she and they and so on, personal pronouns. So we're going to see four of them in this lesson, and as the lessons go on, we'll see more prepositions and more pronouns. Okay, as far as this lesson, for homework, perhaps, probably, we're going to read the Arabic text and write it and try as best you can to translate it. And then we're going to do, I'm not sure how many exercises I'm going to give you for homework, but I'll figure it out during the week. At least exercise number one, and maybe also exercise two and three, perhaps. Allahu A'lam, we'll see yani how it looks. I'll try to divide it up in a fair way so you don't have too much to do. But we're going to do as much as we can. So please be prepared. Look for your homework assignments. Start reading the English key today. You don't have to wait until tomorrow when you receive homework assignments. Start reading the English key for lesson number 4 on page 7, 8, and 9 today. And also look at the Arabic text on page 21 and the exercises that follow on the bottom of page 21 and 22 and 23. And that will be the end of the first part of the lesson. I don't know if we'll do the whole first part of the lesson next week, but we'll see. I'll look at it carefully and see how much we'll be able to cover. Whatever I think we'll be able to cover, that will be your homework. Alright, so just one last thing. Yani, the instructions on page 21 for the first exercise, because probably we're going to do this exercise for homework. It says, Ajib, page 21, the bottom of the page, Tamarin, Ajib, An al-as'ilati al-atiyati, answer concerning the following questions. Answer the following questions. And then there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 11 sentences from the bottom of page 21 going on to page 22. On page 22, after the 11th sentence, there are questions that you have to answer. Okay? So those questions are going to be based on the text that we read on page 21. So please go back and look at 21 to find the answers. After that, exercise number 2 says, Iqra waktub مع ضبط أواخر الكلمات. We had this instruction before. Read and write along with making exact or precise the endings of the words. This, now the ending of the word, not only are we going to be looking to see is it a single vowel or a double vowel, but also we're going to be looking to see is the vowel ضم or كسرة. Okay, because now we're doing prepositions, and the word following a preposition is going to take kasra. So you have to pay attention in this exercise number 2. If the word is following a preposition, fi or ala, mean in or upon, then you must make the last vowel kasra. That's part of this exercise. The third exercise on the bottom of page 22, ikra waktub. We've had this instruction before. Read and write. These are sentences. Some of them are questions and answers, and some of them are just statements. You must read them, translate them, and write them out. On page 23, there's a column, two columns of names. The right column are masculine names, masculine proper nouns, مذكر. And the left column are feminine proper nouns, المؤنث. Alright, so what you're going to notice in these two columns are that the masculine proper nouns take tanween and feminine proper nouns do not take tanween. Okay, so this is a rule that we're going to study in this lesson. And the last exercise on the bottom of page 23 says, Iqra waktub ma dabti awakhir al-kalimat. We had this instruction before, read and write, making precise or exact the endings of the words. And here, what you're going to have to pay attention to is that masculine proper nouns have tanween, double dhamma. Feminine proper nouns do not take tanween, single dhamma. That's what you should be paying attention if we have to do this exercise for homework this week. Okay, after on page 24 is the second part of the lesson. We're not going to reach that for our homework, but we'll see what we're going to cover for homework this week from lesson number 4. Part of your homework should be to review lessons 1, 2, and 3. And as I said previously, meaning review the English key, review the vocabulary, and review the Arabic text at the beginning.
And if there's a second Arabic text at the middle of the lesson, that's going to be the first part of your homework. The second part of the homework is going to be to preview lesson number 4 by reading the English key and studying the vocabulary that follows it. And then reading the Arabic text on page 21, the first text Aleph and the second text Ba, and then answering the questions that follow in exercise number 1 on page 21 and 22, and the exercises that follow that. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Jazakumullahu khair wa barakallahu fikum.